So the calls are recorded so that people can go back and review them. If you miss a meeting, there are also minutes recorded. And so if you go to the website, the wiki, which I'm sharing, you'll see there's a TOC section that covers a lot of the activities for the TOC. And you can find minutes there as well. So the first step is to take roll call. Currently, we have 6 TOC members. We will eventually get to 12. But since we have 6 right now, that's what we're operating on. I'm Jack Murray. I'm from AT&T. I'm the co-chair. Jin Ree, I don't believe is on today. He sent me a message that he won't be able to make it. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, I'm Deutsche Tribal, representing Deutsche Telekom.
Great. Tashira Sun. Okay. Vincent?
I'm here. Hello.
Greetings. And Vishwa?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you for joining, Vishwa. Okay, so we have 4 members, so quorum is at, you know, requirements are 50%. So we're over that, so we can make this an official meeting. Okay, for voting. And so one of the first things we have to do is approve minutes. Last week, we did not have a quorum, at least early in the meeting, so we didn't approve minutes. So we actually have 2 weeks of minutes to approve. So we have 5:15 minutes.
The previous meeting minutes are in the archive meetings on the left there, Jack, if you just click on that.
Right, but we'll take care of the 5:15 first.
Okay.
If that's okay. All right, so as Farheen was pointing out, if you look to the left page, you'll see archive minutes, and we'll go there in a minute. But the previous week's meeting minutes are, you know, available directly below. And so this is, you know, the minutes from last week. A number of the action items of old business, the TOC reviewed requirements, you know, the standing, you know, basically we follow the standing agenda with items that get acted on and recorded. So do I have a motion to accept the minutes from 5:15?
Jack, I noticed there is a small mistake. Okay. As I'm ticked as having attended, but unfortunately I was unable to join last week.
Oh, sorry, Vincent. I think I accidentally added you as a checkbox because I thought I heard your voice. I'll
mm-hmm. update that. No problem.
Yeah, I think it was David, you were on last week, correct?
Yes, I was on.
Okay, so I think you just got Farheen mixed up between Vincent and David, so you need to fix that.
All right, I'll fix that.
All right, that's why we review these things. And actually, attendance is very important, so we know who you know, who voted for certain things, certain meetings. All right. Do you change that in real time there, Farheen?
I could. Yeah, I'll have it open right now. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Okay, I updated it.
Okay, so somehow I can refresh my screen. All right, let's go down. Okay, so there we go. 5:15. Okay, so shows the correction. All right, are there any other corrections, changes, or comments?
Jack, Jinri had actually sent a comment through email this morning to update O-RAN one word to O-RAN. And I believe I did that throughout the minutes. I updated it.
Okay. Good. Looks good. Okay. So any other comments or changes? Okay. Can I have a motion then to accept the minutes?
Yeah.
Can I guess one of the TOC members?
Okay, I will second.
Thank you. All those in favor accepting the 5:15 meetings as adjusted, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
David Strybl saying aye.
Aye. Yes, Jack, I also approve.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, so we've approved the minutes for 5:15. Let's go to the archived minutes for 5:08. And let's take a look at those. There were again, the action items and the discussions were captured as well as recorded. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns with the minutes from 5:08/2019, which would be 2 weeks ago meeting? Okay, with that, can someone make a motion to accept the minutes?
Vincent, I make a motion.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor accepting the minutes, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
David Strybl, aye.
We should also accept it.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, we've approved the minutes. Thank you for, I know these parts of the meetings are always a bit formal, but it's important to get our records correct and move forward. All right, so on today's agenda, you know, we follow the same overall agenda every week. We add action items to particular areas. Does anyone have any items to add to today's agenda? Now, for Heen, I think Lijing had sent some documents or some email about adding some action to the new business, some votes.
Sorry, Jack. Drawing a blank. Yeah.
Okay. Then Lijing.
Sorry for him. Yes, this is Lucian G from AT&T. I requested an agenda item on today's TOC call. Sorry for him. I did not email you. I emailed to the co-chairs of the project. The requested item is there are some proposed changes to the Garrett repos, including a number of new repos and some updates to existing repos committers. Because Oran SC is an open source, fully launched open source project, we will need to get the community's approval before requesting Linux Foundation to execute those changes. So this is about, this request is about the details of these changes. Chairs, would you like me to start now sharing the details of this request?
No, we'll get that under the new agenda items. Let's finish some of our other items first, if okay, that would be okay.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Jack?
Yes.
Are we going to talk of the requirements and software architecture subcommittee and the project?
We'll get a report on that. Yes, we'll cover that on report out of subcommittees. So okay. We'll add Farheen going forward. We should add a sub item under 6D. For the requirement, you know, release, you know, requirements and software architecture release subcommittee. And we'll cover it at that time in a little more detail.
Okay, all right. Good.
You know, the whole purpose here is to try to make sure this is a very conventional, you know, structure for running community meetings. The whole goal is to get through old items first so that they don't linger forever, and then get into the standard items and then the new items and then plan for next week. So let's get through, see if we can get through old items. Anyone else have anything?
Yeah, Tapio Tanakainen from Nokia here. I would like to propose to have the radio, the RAN intelligent controller as a project inside of ORAN software community. So I have a presentation about that.
Okay, good. That's another item we should add for a new agenda item. Anything else? Farheen, can you add these as you go? To those two new agenda items. So if I update the page, they'll appear here in a minute when we get to new business.
Yes, Jack.
Thank you.
Jack, one quick question. Where can I view a previous recording meeting? Recordings of previous meetings.
Okay, so I'm on the TOC page on the wiki. Are you familiar with that? You see where I'm at?
Yeah.
Archived meetings are here on the left for the minutes. Farheen, where do they see the recordings?
The recordings, so each meeting is headed, the heading is by date, and right underneath the date, you should see Zoom recording, a link to the Zoom recording for that each meeting.
Under archived meetings?
Yeah, if you expand that, yeah, go to anyone. This one wasn't recorded. It was our first meeting.
Okay, there. And see, there's the link there at the top. Do you see that?
Got it. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
So we try to put everything here on the website. This is the way, you know, we open source projects try to bring everything through to the wiki. So it's any questions are good questions. There's no bad questions. And we can adjust it. If people find a particular thing not working, as a community, we adjust how we move forward. So let's get back to our current agenda. Anything, any other items they would like to add? Under five new agenda items, there should be a second item, Farheen, to discuss the Rick.
Rand project. Yeah, if you refresh one more time, Jack, it should be there.
Okay. I still don't see it.
Sorry, one more time.
Oh, yeah, I went too far. Sorry. 522. Yes, there it is. Okay. Good. Thank you, Farheen. I mean, doing live editing to the page is always a challenge, and I appreciate Farheen's assistance with taking minutes and supporting the community. So thanks, Farheen. All right. Any other items? Okay. Let's go through open action items, right? The first one was...
So, hello?
Yes?
Yeah, this is... Yeah, Chuck, sorry for my late.
Oh, no, great, Jinri. So, you can update Farheen. Jinri from China Mobile has joined us, so you can update the attendance to include him. So, Jinri, we've approved the minutes from the two previous meetings. And then we're just currently adding new items to the agenda, of which people have asked about three items. One is covered under the requirements for the requirements of software architecture subcommittee under 4D-A, and there were two proposals under 5, one about changing the Garrett repositories and one to add, it should actually read RIC, RAN Intelligent Controller, as a new project, Farheen.
Okay, I'll update it.
Thank you. All right. So let's get back to status of open action items, old business. Item A, the action was for Lijing and Ritwik to share to the general mailing list the document from the as a starting point for the requirements and software architecture for this release. Did we post anything to the mailing list?
No, I didn't post it. I sent a copy to you and to Farheen also, and we discussed it last week. But I can share it to the master mailing list.
Right. So, you know, on the mailing list, everything should go there so that people are aware. Now we did post it, Farheen. Where did you post the document?
Under the requirements
subcommittee
page. Yeah.
So if you go to committees and go to...
Sorry, this is an issue that's being fixed by the LF team right now. Yeah, but if you click there, clicking on that will take you to our committees page. And then from there, if you click on requirements and software architecture committee right above that.
Okay. So as things go on, what happens is some things we can edit directly. Sometimes we need some... support to get the structure as we continue to define it. Here is the document that Vincent helped author about the initial proposal of the subcommittees, and then you know, we look at the subcommittee, and here you'll find the document for the A release, right, that we're planning towards to kick off in June. So just to, you can go there and download that document. And so when we, you know, all the documents will be posted under the particular documentation, our projects, our subcommittees, depending on where things should be. But once you post the document, you should also post something to the email reflector, letting people that know that a particular document is now available or has been updated. So everybody who's subscribed to the mail reflector should be, you know, aware of what's going on. So it's there for people to look at. All right, so please, Ritwick or Lujing, post something to the mail list. Let them know where to find the document in that posting so that we can clear that item. Okay?
Yep.
We'll discuss it a little bit more when we get to the committee. The second item was Farheen was posting that document. Remember, this is just a preliminary document. It should be marked preliminary. There's nothing, you know, nothing becomes final until it's approved by the TOC. It's a place to start the discussion. All right, we're down to action item C. Farheen to talk to Lujing about gaining access. Okay, so one of the, I think, challenges that this highlights is sharing information between the ORAN Alliance and the ORAN software community so that people are aware of what's going on. Where we do everything in the open on the website, the ORAN Alliance is a little more member specific. So sometimes information, not everyone has information to everything on the ORAN Alliance meetings. But if we're going to have a meeting where we talk about the ORAN software community at an event, even if it's an ORAN event, we need to post it here and it will appear under events so people know about it. And, you know, we can open the meeting for discussion in the community because all meetings are, you know, all group meetings or community meetings are open to everyone. So this is just something that we need to work out. I think, Farheen, were you able to get the information?
Yes, I was, Jack. If you go to the events page, you'll see there's a ORAN Tokyo work group face-to-face meeting information on June 17th. And if you click on that link, this will take you to our ORAN -SC wiki. And I copied the information from the other wiki into this wiki. So we have sort of a duplication of the event, which I do not like to do because now we, you know, if something changes on the other wiki, we won't know about it in this wiki.
It also is in this particular case is more complicated because the face-to-face meeting is an ORAN meeting. And so we have to, I'm not sure that the face-to-face portion is open to the community. So I want to make people aware that the meeting is occurring, but this raises a bigger new issue that we have to sort out is the balance between what occurs in an ORAN meeting and discussion and what happens in the open community. So I don't think that I think we can at this point not do the registration here. We can delete the registration and the hotel information, but it's one of the issues that Jinri, I think you and I need to talk about how we find this balance at an ORAN event between what's ORAN work that's going on and what is the open source community work that's going on. I don't think we're quite ready. This is a new, understand that new things happen, and this is this particular open source community has some new circumstances that we're learning through as we experiencing them for the first time. So there's at least a ORAN working group face-to-face that's going to occur. It should have the date. Yeah, the picture can stay, but you should highlight the date there, Farheen, which is in June, but don't include the other information because not everyone is invited to attend face-to-face. And then Jinri and I will discuss and let people know how we're going to make remote access available during the open portion of that meeting. So this is a new work item that we have to add for the TOC. I hope people understand that some of these things are new to us, and we'll sort them out and come up with a plan.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Action D. Go ahead.
No, Jack, I mean, so regarding this, so how about like tomorrow? So actually your evening time, like 7 p.m., can we have a talk?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, this is Irfan from Eurecom. I have a question on what you just said. So, this community ORAN SC is open to anybody. Does that mean people who are outside the alliance as well? I mean, individual members, people who wish to contribute code, while ORAN itself is, as you were saying, is more member based, right? I mean, the meetings and events are open to members and not to outsiders, right? Is that right way to articulate this?
Correct. This is an open source driven project under Linux Foundation and chartered under Linux Foundation for the open source portion. What's kind of new is we do have projects that are also under an ORAN, what we call specification code project license, so that you can choose what licensing that you want, but all activities here will occur in the open as an open source project, and anyone can contribute under either of those licenses. The open source license is Apache 2, and we're putting a process in place for you to make those contributions and participate. And so that's what we're ramping up to towards our first kind of release process. For those that are new, you can look under like C code. You click on C code, you'll actually have access to the Garrett software that's starting to be collected from different contributors. C code is not the official code as part of the project yet. That code will be contributed under a release plan for the project. The current, if you look at the release, this is the an updated software community A release target. We are planning on kicking off M0 on June 3rd, which starts with defining epics and user stories that we would like to execute on, with a release coming out at the end of November. So we were originally given a goal of starting a release in 2019. And so just bringing people up to speed, the goal here in the A release is to start tackling some of the first steps of the project, and also help to get the project started, so that coming into a B release, we'll probably tackle some more sophisticated software topics, but there are a number of items. And so when we get to the release, the requirements and software architecture by release discussion, that's exactly what that is trying to propose leading up and getting ready for the June 3rd discussions, how, what topics we're going to try to tackle in this open source release. You can look through and see the dev cycles, the testing cycles, the documentation process. The first time through is always extremely hard, but the only way to really learn is to get through the process and those activities. Does that help?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay. So the item D, Phil sent me the non-discriminatory agreement. It says Acumos here because sometimes we get input from another project where we have to update the information. In this case, we got it from Acumos. We'll be posting that non-discriminatory document that is from Linux Foundation, how we operate open source projects that are governed under their charters. And we'll get that up on the website this week. So now that we've received it, we just didn't get to it quite yet. So we'll go ahead and do that. I think there was another item that did somehow got missed here. There should be an item E for Heen on the naming of the releases.
Oh, I thought we had agreed on...
there was no vote.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. You're right. I missed it.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said, there's a lot going on. Let me know when you've added the E. I'll update my page.
Okay, Jack, updated.
Okay. All right, so item F, naming of releases. So we call it right now the A release, but generally we pick some kind of naming conventions for the releases. I think, David, you were taking the lead at looking at naming. Do you have anything?
Yeah, actually, I looked into the naming based on the colors that was just suggested last time, and it's pretty promising. Only thing that maybe question for Phil, that in some cases some colors are pretty much like maybe in a trademark collision. For example, like magenta for Deutsche Telekom is pretty special, and it's also name of a product. So is there a way how to be careful about it, like some simple way how to check that the name that we want to choose from the list is not encumbered with something that would be a problem?
I don't think Phil's on today. I think that's...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that was Dezel's basically only issue with the colors. Other than that, the choice is pretty good. Like we have basically 10 names for each letter we want. So other than the like carefully discarding the ones that are like trademarked or something like that, it should be fine. There is quite a lot of choice. I think it's better than the reverse or what was the original suggestion.
Okay, so we don't have to make a decision really probably till June 5th, but I wanted to make sure that we discuss it if people have thoughts. I mean, the proposal is to use color names. David, could you send something to the email reflector?
I will put something together also with like list of candidates for the A release. Okay. That I will check with the trademarks or something like that.
Okay. So we try to pick some kind of naming convention that doesn't get us into trouble. Sometimes some people use cities, rivers. We use mythical gods and Acumos. But we want to keep it simple, but it's better than talking about just A release, B release, C release. All right. So thank you for the update, David. If anyone has any input or interest, please make a suggestion, post it to the email reflector or send David an email. All right. So that's the old open items on the agenda. Does anyone have anything that we may have missed? Okay, then we'll move on to the standing agenda portion. This is where we would typically go through the participants in the current release. So currently we don't have a lot going on yet under the standing agenda. Release management is very important. This is one of the things that we'll talk about each week as we get into a release. As I said, up in the release link, people can look at the timetable. That release is very similar to ones that we've used in other open source projects like ONAP and Acumos. We can make it our own as we look at it and can make refinements to it. So it's there as a proposed first release process. I'll probably ask for people to look at it this week. Farhin, we should make post another reflector email about that next week. I'd like to put an item on the agenda to maybe take a vote on finalizing that release plan for this release. Long term, we'd like to find someone who would volunteer to be the release manager. It's a tough job. It's not an elected job. It's a the TOC kind of appoints someone who volunteers. or accepts someone who volunteers. It's a tough job. A lot of communication just to make sure people know what's going on, but it's important for projects to stay on schedule. Any questions? Okay. The B section here, we don't yet really have because each software project will have a PTL who leads that sub-project, and then code committers and code contributors. So we won't get we won't ask for each project to do a report each week. The projects should have their own meetings, But this is a time during each meeting where any of the PTLs that have an open item for the TOC to raise those items to be addressed. So sometimes there's something blocking them in terms of resource or in terms of a clarification. This makes sure that the PTLs have some time on the TOC calendar every week so that they don't get delayed. C is the integration, test and integration planning subcommittee, which we have to start pulling together. This function is really around the software that we're doing in a particular release. People who are interested in this should reach out and express some interest. It is a project. It does have a PTL leader, though there's not a lot of software generated in it per se. There is actually a lot of work in terms of testing scripts, test plans, performing tests, gathering test results, though much of the software testing is done through robot scripts, that is covered in each project. But pulling it all together, and really this is important because what really comes out in the A release are the items that are in the test and integration plan. That's really the key of each release and what we highlight there. So we have not formed that committee yet, but we need to start looking for people who will be interested in participating in that.
Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, although we haven't founded this project for the test and integration, but I mean, speaking of this topic, I think probably we could share some information. I mean, like currently in Oran Alliance, they are also setting up the what they call the TIFG, is test and.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Where some colleagues from AT&T and. Hello.
We hear you better now.
Yeah, the connection today is not very good. Yeah, sometimes your voice also breaking in and out from my side. But I just like to share some information regarding in Oran Alliance. So currently they are discussing and kind of setting up a focus group called Test and Integration Test Focus Group. So TIFG. And that TIFG would be co-led by, I think, colleagues from AT&T, China Mobile, and I think it's Reliance. Yeah, but I just saw some material from EC, so probably I can share that material later online by the email reflector. But I mean, the thing is, I think we need to clarify the relationship between the TIFG and our test and integration project in the future.
That's a good point. Jinri, that'll be some of the challenges we have in each of these activities, defining where the role of this community is relative to the Oran Alliance community. In this space, we'll probably be focusing more on the software interoperability testing and the operation of the software, where they're probably looking more at the RAN functionality and of how to do more complex RAN operations using the software as a key component of what we deliver to them. But we need to continue to refine that. And of course, or the people who are interested in this step forward, that'll be part of that discussion that we'll have between the Oran this TOC and that sub project to get it worked out correctly. So people who are interested in that should, you know, post something to the Reflector, or during the meeting when we're at this portion, speak up like Jinri did. So remember in this meeting, anyone can bring an item, but the and a question to the TOC, only the TOC members can vote to approve items. So it is a fairly open meeting, but we only have an hour and to get through these items. And so we kind of push through, but we do meet every week to try to cover the different items and questions, and we can discuss things on the Reflector so that everybody can see it in between to move it forward. Okay, the D item is report. Go ahead.
Jack, I noticed that June from Samsung seems to raise his hand.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure whether, you know, the non-TOC member can ask a question during the conference call, but it seems like I can ask any question. So I have two questions. The first is, how do you, in a open source community, can align with the ORAN working group? Because I'm representing the ORAN working group 3. And I'm wondering, what is the process? How the OSC can align with the ORAN working group 2 or working group 3? Because we have our own plan and we have our own process, but since we don't exchange liaison or any form of a channel between, as far as I know, I mean, there's no channel of communication. So how do you plan to align between those two groups? That's the first question. And the second question is, we are having, as you said, we are having the Tokyo meeting, and I wasn't aware of the open source community is coming. Actually, you guys are invited to join us. So is there like going to be some, joint session or something so we can know each other? Because not many people from the ORAN side is, we don't know what's really going on in the open source community. Thank you.
Okay. So Jinri, do you want to talk about the meeting?
Okay. Yeah. So then the second question first, right?
Yeah.
So actually, I mean, there is an announcement regarding the face-to-face meeting in Tokyo on the ORAN Wiki homepage, right? So from there, you can actually see the agenda, and the TOC will occupy two slots. I don't remember, but it seems to be die on Monday and Wednesday, every other day, or Tuesday and Thursday. So this is, I think, the first thing. And the second thing is, but I think you raised a very good question. So first, I mean, for us, we haven't dropped the agenda for the face-to-face meeting, but I think probably we really need to figure out whether we can have a joint session with other working groups. But a good thing is, I mean, when Anya and I, Anya from Docomo, say arrange the schedule for the face-to-face meeting, we actually say arrange the working group 6, working group 8, and a TOC meeting to be non-overlapping with each other. Because we believe there are many participants from working group 6 and working group 8 will be interested in this. But you see, I mean, we only have 4-day face-to-face meeting, and we have four meeting rooms. And every time, I mean, there will be, four working groups, in parallel. So unavoidably, we will collide with the schedule with working group 2 or working group 3. But I mean, not quite sure. Probably, I mean, if we do, I mean, like for example, on today's call or in the future communication, if we really think it's very important to have a kind of joint section with other working groups, and then probably I can talk with Anya to see whether we can have, I mean, set this joint session in the evening, because in the evening, most of the working groups will be free. Do I miss anything?
No, I think that's...
Does this answer your question? Yeah, for the second question.
So we'll work on that. Now, I'll come back to the, you know, at least I think that begins the dialogue there on the second question, right? So we'll work that.
Yeah.
Jinri is kind of leading, coordinating that meeting for this TOC. So, you know, we will continue to work that and share that with the community. I'm going to table the first question for a second, because it looks like we're going to run a little over and some people may have to drop off. And there is one item on the new, you know, on the new agenda that needs to be voted on in a timely fashion. And I don't want to lose the TOC members for the vote. So I'm going to come back to the, you know, to the subcommittee and to the question here shortly. But I wanted to get on to the new agenda items to make for ones that require a vote. So item one, Lejing, can you, basically what happens is anytime we create new repos or require Lytx Foundation to assign resources, it has to go through a TOC vote. So Lejing, why don't you state what the ask is so that we can decide if we're going to vote to approve.
Sure. Thank you, Jack. Let me share my screen for this request. So this is a spreadsheet stating what changes are being requested.
I don't see the share yet there, Lejing.
Oh, okay.
I released.
Sorry. Okay. Share. Okay, do you see it now?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So ORAN software community, we have all the source code contribution on this hosted by this Garrett website. Anybody can use this URL to see what's over there. We have a list of all the source code repos. If you're familiar with Git, of course, that's the same thing. Git repo, Garrett repo, it's the same thing. Garrett has a review, better review support. So this particular request is for these five additional repos to be created on this Garrett. So let me go through them one by one, hopefully quickly. The first one is IT/dev. IT stands for integration and the testing. This is a grouping of repos for all the integration and testing related code. So this one new repo is for hosting various development support tools and artifacts. And here's a list of initial committers. The next one's the RIC platform XApp framework. These are for hosting artifacts for the near real-time RIC XApp framework, which didn't show up. Basically, including all the common utilities, libraries, so on and so forth. The next one is a repo under the common grouping. It's called GoLogo. It's a Golang implementation of the logging library. Next one being the utilities for the RIC platform grouping. These are basically some of the common utility miscellaneous utilities and configurations that's going to be used by various near real-time RIC components. The last one is RIC Platform Sub Manager, stands for Subscription Manager. Basically, this is a component that deals with various subscriptions that XApps they need for receiving information from the WAN. So this is a list of new repos. I will forward this spreadsheet to Farheen so she can include it in the minute. In addition to the new repos, yes.
So one quick question. It seems to me mm-hmm. that the additional repos are mainly related to near real-time RIC project.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Those are proposed by mostly by the major contributors of the real-time near real-time RIC yeah. project. Okay. All right. And there are some updates to the existing repos, the list of committers for this existing repos. For the A1 implementation of the RIC platform, adding three committers. Currently, it has none. And there are some code contributions incoming. So we need to staff up the committers to review and merge the code submissions. For the RMR library, requesting adding two additional committers because the RMR is expanding to support more languages and its functionality as well. For the admission control XApp, we're requesting deleting an existing committer because the committer has moved to a different job function and he will no longer be involved in this project. Also adding a replacement for this departing committer. Also for another database as a service component of the RIC platform, requesting adding a new committer for helping reviewing and committing the code. So this is the details of the request. I would respectfully request the TOC to grant this permission so we can work with Linux Foundation to execute the changes.
Right. So this is still seed code. These are all still in the seed code, Garrett, right?
That's right. Yep.
And as other people bring seed code, we'll go through a very similar process for seed code. Yes. And then there is a separate vote and activity of moving seed code into the official project. But this gives people the ability to see the activities that are going on in the seed code for, you know, space. But at the same time, you need to give people access to work so that the seed code stays current. So you don't just upload the seed code once, and then if they're still working on it, then the seed code becomes stale very quickly. So the seed code kind of becomes a small project by itself as we evaluate, you know, if we choose to move the seed code into an official project. So that's kind of the request to maintain and update this information. Now that we're an official project, we have this more formality, but it also gives people an idea of what it takes to pull together and run one of these kinds of projects. Is there any questions? Okay, so I'm making a motion to accept.
Jack.
Go ahead.
So I have one question. As you mentioned that this is mainly for the C code.
Right.
Difficult to read such C code, right? But moving forward, as you said, there will be a process. I mean, moving this C code to an efficient project. So can I understand that, I mean, during that kind of move, I mean, moving the SQL to project during the process, then we should have a process to evaluate this. I mean, because we need to decide what kind of SQL is, like, say, justified enough or is good enough to become a project or not.
Correct.
So
we haven't gotten to that stage yet.
Yeah. Okay. So, but for the SQL, I don't think it's efficient and it's feasible for us to evaluate it, right?
Well, so what happens is we'll form a project under for the RIC, and then project does that evaluation, and everybody who wants to be involved in that evaluation participates in that project. And that way you parallel out this activity of the community working in each area, making the best decisions, and not, you know, and then they report up to the TOC. So I'm making a proposal to accept these changes to the for the repo structure for the seed code that's been proposed. Do I have a second?
I can second you.
Thank you, Jinri. Are there any questions before we move forward with the vote?
Is there one quick question? So on what license these seed codes are pushed? Do we have some information on that as well?
All of this seed code here is under the Apache license. We haven't begun accepting any seed code yet, though we will, under the ORAN license because it hasn't been finalized yet.
Okay.
So for all those in favor of approving this committer structure and changes, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Aye, Chinder.
Thank you.
And aye from Bishwa.
Aye from David.
Thank you.
Aye from Vincent.
Thank you. All right. All those against say nay. All right, Lijing, you have approval to go ahead and make. Well,
move thank forward. You very much, TOC.
Okay, so let me take. Let me take share back. All right. So
one comment, Jack.
Yes.
It does not apply to the new repos that are proposed, but I noticed that some of the repos in the Garrett that don't have a description. I think we need to have some description for each of the repos.
I can comment on that. This is Andrew Gummer with the release engineering team. They don't have descriptions because I wasn't given any.
Right. So Lijing, can you? So Lijing right now is the person who's coordinating the seed code activities as a volunteer. So Lijing, can we work that item to update descriptions?
Yes, definitely. We can do that. The current practice is as soon as there's actually real seed code to go into a repo, I require the committers and the contributors to provide a description. But this comment is very good. I think we will work on that to add descriptions to all the, even the empty repos at this moment. Okay.
Thank you.
And I know that we're running over at this point, so some people may end up dropping off. That's understandable. The other item under new agenda is the RIC as a new project. It's a new agenda item for today, so we'll record that. We need to record who proposed this.
I did, David Angren.
Okay, if you can, Farheen, add kind of names to some of these as they go, Did you see who was the proposal there, Farheen?
David. There are a couple Davids, sorry. Could you repeat your last name?
No, it's Tapio Tallengren, T-A-L-L-G-R-N.
Okay, thank you.
And then you should also post this to the email that we're going to discuss this in more detail. But if you could take, you know, a brief description now, and then we'll dedicate more time to it during next week's meeting and make it a higher priority item.
Yeah, I have some slides. Should I could share the slides by email after this.
Right. Well, we can actually post them up on the wiki as well. So okay. If you share them.
Who shall I send it to?
If you send it to me and Jinri, we'll make sure it gets there. But okay. Post a, you know, on the email reflector about what you're proposing. So that everybody can see that. Just the document itself doesn't need to go to everyone. We'll put it up on the wiki and a link to it. That way.
Okay. I think that makes sense. So just very briefly, because we are over time already, the proposal is to make sort of official project about the RAN intelligent controller as a ORAN project. And by reading the software community bylaws, that the technical oversight committee can start new sub-projects and new sub-committees. So the proposal is to start a new sub-project called RAN Intelligent Controller or RIC.
Okay. Will that project being proposed, is it under which license are you proposing it? Will it be under the Apache 2 license or the ORAN?
I believe it would be the Apache 2 license.
Okay. Any questions right now?
Yeah, I think this is actually back to June's question just now. So this is about near real-time RAN project, right? So in your proposal, how do you ensure the alignment between the project and the working group 3 in ORAN alliance?
Well, I think that's probably more for the TOC kind of discussion that we get to than just the project per se to do that. But it's the right question.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's probably, we're not going to make each individual project figure that out. As a bigger community, we have to figure that out. So,
but at least I think they should have some... the basic ideas on this, I mean.
Right. So you know, that brings us kind of back to the first question asked by, earlier as to, but now that we got the vote out of the way, we'll go back and kind of deal with that and also on the software and requirements, because that's part of that process. So, This is a challenge. Not all open source projects have this this partner relationship that's between the open source community and a partner community like ORAN Alliance. So we are treading some new ground in this space, and we will work to the details out over time. So where we're starting at, you know, as TOC co-chair, my view, and I try to be clear when it's my view versus decisions that are being made, is it has to be a push and pull activity. We can't wait till all the specifications are done. Then it's just an execution. But it's also the fact that some of the way you would approach it in software should be useful to influence and update the specification. Because there are some trade-offs on how to execute some aspects of the specification. Mm. But the goal here overall is that one of the things that makes this project a little different is that individual companies aren't funding this. The ORAN Alliance is funding the open source community to be formed first and foremost. So we have a certain structure that's been put in place. Second, so one of the things that I, let's see, SCP is also under, okay, so there's questions going on in the group chat. And that's good.
There is quite a few questions.
Right. Here's the thing that I just want to let people know. When you're the talker, like myself in this particular case, it's very hard to watch all the different things going on the screens, right? Because I'm focusing on the agenda and the conversation. So please, if there's something on the chat that you want to call my attention to, please. Call it out to the speakers, whoever they are at that time, because they're focused on, other things going on, so that they may not notice the chats, and getting everything on the screen at the same time can be a little challenging at times. Because if I pull up certain windows, it'll block some of the share and some of the other activities at times. So just kind of dialogue. So we need to work this out, how the two of these things are working. It's a push and pull. There's a lot of software that we'll generate, which is not high profile software that may even attract interest early on from the TOC, from the ORAN Alliance, for example. How you're doing logging and how you're doing OANM operations and how you're doing a lot of those things that are essential to make things work, but not necessarily really high profile. And so there's a series of activities that need to go on in the software community that might not even appear there. And then the ORAN Alliance is trying to specify where they want to be. So in a particular release, software developers can only go so far. And so the challenge for the projects is to pull together, goals that they can accomplish in the next release, looking at what the ORAN Alliance will be asking for, as an end goal. So we're going to have to figure out, a process to take a slightly more incremental path towards some of those goals, because you can only write so much software. And if you want software to be written, someone has to step forward and be willing to contribute that software. So if someone wants a function X, but no one in the software community is willing to write software X, that's where the challenge occurs. And that's part of the open source community. In a way, that's a vote that someone doesn't view X as important as it maybe should be. But if it's important, then the people who want X should gather the resources, either in their own company or in partner companies, and step forward and execute on X. So it's definitely a different structure than maybe everyone is familiar with how the open source community works. And we'll continue to work on that as we move forward. What first steps we're taking in that process is we've formed a first sub community, which is called Requirements and Software Architecture. And that community's job is to gather the requirements that we're going to try to tackle for a specific release. So what the document, you can go there and look at it. What we're trying to put there is software that we think we can accomplish based on the release schedule that we're proposing that, runs through the end of this year. And the people who are making those proposals have gathered the resources necessary to contribute that software and try to accomplish those goals. Right now, it's a working document. It's not approved. It's something that we try to pull together ahead of M0. So when we start M0 in the process, that's when we start actually finalizing the approval of what options that we have to for the next particular release. So the goal going forward would be that in the open source community, that everybody participate who wants to guide and input onto the requirements for the next release from ORAN Alliance or anywhere, contribute to that requirements and software architecture. So so the from the open source community, the pressure is on the ORAN Alliance participants to bring their requirements to that subcommittee and make sure that they're covered there, as well as who's going to go ahead and, you know, contribute resources to building against those requirements. This isn't a open source, isn't I'm going to put requirements in and I expect other people to go do those requirements. You know, it's like I said, it's a give and take process that you have to, the people who are the developers and contributors really drive the, you know, week by week software contribution. And so it's a give and take. I know we're using that term, but it is this relationship between specification and developers to build something that wants to get built. And so this A release, do we come up with a better name, is always a challenge as we start to establish the initial projects, who are the PTL on that project, who's the principal technical lead, the code committers on those projects who approve code, the contributors to those projects. They have a lot of influence on what goes on in that project and at what pace features and functionality is brought into each specific project. And so though our goal is to achieve an ORAN aligned implementation, the community isn't, the developers aren't funded in a way that said, you know, the TOC just says, I want you to work on X. It is much more of a community decision as to how and what gets done. And the expectation is that we pull from the ORAN Alliance specifications. We look for their participation, but this is all done in the open, on the website, on these meetings, and on other meetings that will be established to build all of the open source software. It won't be built in closed meetings with closed activities. So we take what, my view is we take what ORAN specifications are in place. We accept all input from ORAN Alliance participants as well as other participants, and we create an implementation, and then we hand it back to the ORAN Alliance test function that Jinri was discussing, and they look at it, they test it, and they're the only ones that can say this is an ORAN compliant function that exists in this software. Our job is, you know, as an open source community, is to build an aligned software implementation, and then we'll go back and forth and continue to refine it as the standards continue to evolve. If the standards call out something that the software community can't develop, then we'll have to take on those items as they go. So I know that's a long monologue, but I just wanted to get out where we're at, how we're starting, and we can modify from this, and how important this requirements document that people go and look and contribute to it and give feedback and post things in the email list. But now I'll stop and ask for people's comments and input.
Jack, this is Ritwik here. I think it might help the software community to see that slide that we had created as to how the interactions between ORAN and OSC hang together. You know, this feedback loop that is happening, I think that will provide some clarity, but maybe perhaps in the next meeting, you know, you can show that picture, and it might be worthwhile to have that picture up in the wiki somewhere.
Well, I just need to share that with the other TOC members.
Yeah, first, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
So that they can get their feedback with that. I don't want to present it as an approved method. It's a proposed method. We'll share that over this coming week on the email list. But I would like to send it to the other TOC members and just let them have a look at it, because it hasn't been shared widely in ORAN Alliance either. So we really should share it with the key people so that they understand it before we just throw out a proposal from one participant, because that's all that it is right now. It's a proposal from
May I comment?
Sure.
Yeah, now I have a better understanding, but Samsung Azure Infra vendor, actually, we are not used to this kind of process. So what usually we do, we wait until 3GPP spec ASN.1 freeze, and then we begin to develop. So it seems like the process that you are proposing is go ahead and then, begin to open source developing even before the spec is freeze. So my concern is that the A release plan, it doesn't actually meet to the working group 3 plan, because we are going to release E2 interface spec by end of September. But it seems like the proposed plan is already working on the interface and the API bridge by the week of 33. So yeah, I don't understand how it can be possible, because there are many opportunity and chance to it can be changed in the E2 spec. So is that the A release include near real-time RIC development as well, or it is something else? I'm just confused, sir.
No, this is what's very different about open source development. They don't wait for all the specifications, but it is a highly iterative process. You keep changing, but for software developers, the issue is how it works can't really be fully defined until you start making it work. So even if you wrote it all out, the implementations often have compromises in terms of the standards. So in the open source space, we don't wait. We try to build it. We propose ideas. This gives Working Group 3 the ability to look at it and like it or not like it as well. And this is why I said it goes back to ORAN Alliance, and eventually they'll say they approve this as a compliant implementation. But the work is done through contribution and making it work, rather than taking that input back rather than just trying to sit around and document it first. So the documentation is actually a much more part of the implementation in the open source approach. That's why we're trying this and understand it's different. But that's why we're trying something different here, and that's why it's a challenge. But at the same time, this is the way open source moves things much more quickly. So essentially, by the end of November, you'll have a piece of software that you can start to play with. You start to see how it implements it, and you may like aspects of it. You might not like aspects of it. We take that feedback, we iterate on it in the B release, and then you have another piece of software to evaluate and work with and update the specification against. So that's the software-driven approach and the open source-driven approach to creating implementations and working with standards rather than the other method. But in this method, in November, you'll already start to have some software. That's the trade-off.
Oh, okay. I understand. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions?
Jack, I'm sorry. Oh, Jack. I also need to job.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, Jack, this is Lucian. I'm really sorry for that motion. I just got an update from the development team, and they wish to request replacing two of the committers for the subscription manager component. I mean, since I understand, I think most of the TOC members, they have dropped. So how would you like to conduct this? Should I send an email to the TOC mailing list, ask for their opinion?
Yeah, just say that send an email to that list saying, here's a correction that we need to make to the motion, you know, explain what the correction is, and let people comment. And if they feel it's too much of a, you know, if it's not, you know, if it's substantive, then we'll have to take a new vote.
Yes, yes, and this is good. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Anyone else have questions? I'm willing to stay on and, you know, discuss this as much as anyone here is interested. This is new for many people, even for, you know, myself, who've done several open source projects. There is some new ground here with the very tight alignment with the ORAN Alliance. Any other questions? All right, Ritwick, are you still on? All right, Ritwick, can you hear? You're on mute.
I'm here, Jack. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we still have 14 participants. Do you want to just give a little bit of a report of the sub community for the requirements and software architecture? Ritwick Jana is a contributor from AT&T and part of the team that's helping to offer a starting point for this requirements and software architecture. Like I said, it's posted on the site. Will create us, separate meetings so that people can discuss this and participate. If you're interested, post something to the email list. But Ritwick, why don't you give a quick update what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I'm just going to give a very quick update, maybe verbally. That, you know, I've updated the document, the ORAN software architecture requirements document, and I encourage people to take a look at this. And give me some feedback, especially trying to address some of the principal components of what will be in Release A, and which tangible pieces of software
that we can actually contribute to the software community and have it tested end to end. So in the document, you'll see sections of which components have the requirements, what we want to verify in each of those components. For example, if I take the near real-time RIC, we have a lot of information of the near real-time RIC as part of the Nokia AT&T Co-Create. So we are offering that implementation up into release A. And as part of offering that implementation, we have a lot of verification and testing requirements that is needed to make sure that everything hangs together. Similarly, for the non-real-time RIC that is interacting with the near real-time RIC via the A1 interface, there is a proposal. We still need participants to come up and say, okay, how are they going to make that happen? Actual tangible piece of software. I think what is lacking here is really the ODU, the ORU, and the OCU. Those are the pieces of components I do not have too much visibility because mainly I go to WG2 and WG3 meetings. So if Dimas or other folks from those working groups, WG7 and 5, if you have pieces of software that you think will be good to test in the A release, I think we should add those in the requirements document here. So that is a request that we have for that those working groups. You know, I basically scanned through all the working groups in ORAN Alliance and tried to extract requirements where we think the A release can help, push it forward. The place where I'm having trouble is on the layer one, layer two functionality that can be tested. And I think the important question to ask is which vendor or, you know, partner will step up and provide open source software for those layer one, layer two kind of functionality. So I think Farhin has posted the document. Please take a look. And it might require some reorganization because this is only a draft, first version. If you have feedback, can you please let us know and we will put that, we can do that through the wiki just like we do in ORAN. You know, suggest your changes and we will update the document accordingly. Yeah? Is that okay, Jack? Did you want more detail?
No, that's good. Just had to get off mute. So, you know, we'll continue to share and have these discussions. I think, Ritwick, when are you going to hold some separate meetings for this?
So that was one of the questions I had to ask, because what we'll do is we'll have two meetings per week, one in the New York time and one in New York nighttime. So that way, you know, we catch both China and we catch the Eastern and the European team. So starting tomorrow, the only problem I'm having is the mailing list. To which participants do I send this out to?
You send it to everybody.
I work with Lucent. Yeah?
Yeah, you post everything just to everybody so that everybody... Because the person who might need to attend may be a partner of somebody who's currently involved, and so they need to see it and then forward it on to their, you know, another participant from their company in some cases. So
okay.
Post everything, Farhin, mailing list, Farhin, everybody mm-hmm. see.
Got it. Okay. And Farhin can give me the mailing list, right?
Right. And then eventually we'll, you know, this is the way subcommittees and projects work. They work the more detailed work within meetings based on their schedule and the participants in that sub activity. And then they report back to the TOC on the weekly activities on progress. But the TOC sets kind of the deadlines.
Yes.
Okay. So the deadline for right now for this project is June 5th when we kick off the M0 and we start deciding, making decisions from this input as to what will move forward. And then the other activity is next week we'll continue to come with the list of what new projects are being proposed and, you know, work towards voting and improving those projects as part of the community and assign TOCs to those projects.
Go on.
Are there other questions? All right. So, all right. So we've completed the, you know, subcommittee report. We've talked, we jumped ahead and did the new agenda. All right. So we're now at planning for next week's meeting, our open discussion. Does anyone have any questions or concerns or things they'd like to talk about?
Jack, as we're picking up, the activity level is going up. Would you consider extending the TOC meeting to, for example, 90 minutes?
That's probably a good plan. We may not get everybody, but I'll talk with the other TOC members and see if we can get agreement to extend that.
Thanks.
Sir, I have a question. It's Junsung of Samsung.
Yes.
Because you know, AT&T commented the Nitwick. He said that he made the open source for, you know, OCU and ODU. So I'm just wondering, the OCU, ODU, and ORU, is it a part of this open source project? I thought, because I wasn't aware of that. I mean, I thought it is just a, you know, near real time RIC project.
No, the open source project's goal. So now you got to remember, it could be done under the ORAN Alliance license, but it's still run by the same TOC. So if you're saying that the RU, DU, and OCU would be an ORAN Alliance license, it's still managed by the same TOC and the same community. So it's a combined community developing the software under both licenses. So all contributions will still be managed by this one TOC that's sanctioned by the ORAN Alliance. So code that would be contributed to those modules will be managed within this same community.
Okay, I understood that. But the scope of the project, does it include the CU, DU, and RU as well? Or
yes.
I'm just, you know, oh, okay, got it. Thank you.
Right, so it's the whole stack. So it will be, now I know the names keep changing. So it includes the non-real-time RIC, which, you know, for some of us will be like ONAP and those kinds of links. It includes A1. It includes the near real-time RIC. For us, the XApps that would run on the near real-time RIC, the implementation of the E2 interface, the OCU, the ODU, you know, what we can do with the ORU. Now, remember that there's different approaches being proposed by different participants around those modules, and I'm not going to get into all those, but we're also proposing we're also proposing that we create a simulator that the that the community can use. Specifically, the developers need something to, and the test integration team needs something to use to test some of the software. So we're proposing building a simulator to assist in some of that work. We're proposing a lot of OANM functions, like how are we going to do logging? How are we going to do the OANM functions as part of a project? And then open to other ideas that people have in terms of what software tools are elements we need to add, either as common software components or additional software components, to round out making the whole ORAN Alliance specification implementable and available to the broader community. That does not mean that company, you know, what we expect is that people take the source code and they can harden it and refine it to make it as part of their products. In many other software communities, that's basically one of the models that you see. You take the open source software because you want the APIs, you want the other things to be interoperable, or the XApps to be interoperable, but then the company will harden it in a particular way for them to sell into the marketplace or support into the marketplace. Someone may substitute their proprietary RU, CU, DU, as long as it kind of fits into the overall architecture as a proprietary, you know, as their solution for that particular component or the overall stack. That's perfectly acceptable in the marketplace. So it's not, there are many different ways that people can use the open source activities and figure out from that company's perspective how they want to leverage the, you know, the open source community and activities. So this is what the journey of the ORAN Alliance and the ORAN software community will work on over the next couple of years.
Thank you. I understand very well. Yeah, thank you very much.
So we're very interested in other people's interests and contributions, but just remember, it all comes down to who, you know, someone will step forward and bring software and participate. All right. With that, I thank those people who have hung in there through the discussion. Like I said, if you have other questions and don't hesitate to post them to the to the email reflector, and we can continue the discussion throughout the week there. With that, I'll close the meeting. Thank you, everybody.